Hallelujah. Ignite International Thailand team. Awesome. I'm going to share from Psalm 67. This has impacted me. I actually preached this when we were in Thailand. We got to take over their Sunday morning service, which was really fortunate. They don't have a pastor right now. So the only I really think the only good solid teaching is when they have people come in and teach for them. So we're fortunate in our Western America to have good solid teaching. I could see that need very clearly while we were there, that they need good Bible teaching, good consistent teaching. So I shared from Psalm 67. If you want to turn there with me, we'll get into it. I like things that are potent, powerful. I like espresso. Okay, I want my coffee short and thick and potent. I like heavy whipping cream. Okay, take it easy. All right, I like heavy whipping cream in my espresso. So I like the heavy cream. I like the strong coffee. That's just kind of how I roll. I like garlic, so beware. Okay? I love spicy food with lots of flavor. When it comes to the truth of God's word, it's nice to be able to sum it up, the truths quickly and clearly. The whole message of the Bible can be summed up from Psalm 67. After learning this boiled down explanation of the Bible, you will start to realize that this is the whole Bible in a nutshell, and can be a great place for us to return to be reminded of the purpose of our lives, to be reminded of the purpose of God's blessing, and hopefully to be challenged to change, challenged to reorient our lives to better obey the scriptures and to arrange our lives around God and his purposes. And here is God's purpose for blessing us. God blesses his people for the purpose of his praise among all peoples. That is the message of the gospel. And that is the message of Psalm 67, smack dab right in the middle of your Bible. So you can commit this to memory. And what this is a lovely, short psalm. And it's called a song in the original language. And it's got a few moments where there's this musical term, Selah, which can mean pause, take a moment to think, or it could mean guitar solo, insert here. Okay. Instrumental section while you ponder what was just sang. Okay. But this is it. If you think about the big picture of the Bible, God blesses his people, not just that's the end. Okay. He blesses his people for a purpose. You are blessed for a purpose. And it is so that his name would be praised. Isn't that good? It's not just about me. Like, oh, my finite Seth. Hallelujah that it's not just about me. I am limited. I am vulnerable. I cannot bear the weight of the needs of the people in my life alone. And not only that, the needs of the church, the needs of the youth group. I can't bear under that weight, right? It can't be just about me, God blessing me just for me. It's for the sake of his praise by all the nations. God blesses his people for the purpose of his praise among all the peoples. So here's the big question, because we don't have a lot of time. I got to go right into our question, okay? With what God has blessed me with, okay, how am I using that to make God's name great among the nations? Okay, you can start small, like with your neighbor. I have reached out to my neighbor, okay? Initially, it was because he was bumping his music too loud at night, okay? And I was, like, looking for, like, you know, the laws are for the town ordinances, okay? Is he breaking a rule? Can I call the cops on him? Okay. I am not always a jolly guy. I get upset sometimes. Okay. So I was a little upset. And so I'm looking for the looking for a way to be like, can I actually call the cops? Are the cops just gonna be like, hey, sorry, there's nothing we can really do about that. So then I realize he's my neighbor. Am I gonna love my neighbor by calling the cops on him? Or I'm gonna get over the fear of the encounter. So what I did is I smoked some salmon, fresh smoked salmon. I walked toward my neighbor's house, and he was outside, sitting on outside the deck table. And I get to the road, and Coco just shoots after me. So I get out to the road. I'm like, hey neighbor, how's it going? I got the smoked salmon here, and then Coco like is right here. And I'm like, I can't go over there with my dog. So I'd be, hold on a second. So I had to walk Coco all the way. I had to walk Coco all the way back. But I didn't back down, okay? I got Coco back. I got her secured. Then I went over, and I was like, hey, neighbor, how's it going? I met my neighbor, okay, Frank. Frank's my neighbor. Frank is cool. He's a good man. And so because I was willing to not call the cops and be like, I'm going to love Frank, my neighbor, by just going over to his place. So I went over there. All right, don't put me on blast, Peter, okay, with Frank. Don't tell him I told the story. Don't tell him, okay. So what it was, so basically it opened a dialogue up between me and Frank. And it's ongoing. But all because I was motivated by wanting to love my neighbor and to reach out. And to not be a curse to him by calling the cops, but to want to bless him and to open up the relationship and just say, hey, dude, your music is a little loud. And then I explained why that can bother the young family with our kids trying to sleep, right? Yeah, and so I was able to bless him with some salmon. It's good. God blesses his people for the purpose of his praise among all peoples. And Frank's come in and checked out church since then. So we're blessed to make God known from his blessings that he gives us so that he would be praised among the nations. Here's the psalm. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. You got to realize how extravagant, how bold this is. It's kind of outrageous. The God of the universe, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the God who knows how we're made, knows our deepest desires. He's the one that fashioned life in such a way that your cells start splitting, and then some of them know to become a heart, some of them know to become a liver, some of them know to become your lungs, some of them know to become your brain. The God who orchestrated life in that way, the God who orchestrated the universe in such a way, or our solar system, so that the sun is the perfect distance away from the earth. Let's ask this God with this power boldly. May you bless us. May you bless us. Oh, when he really doesn't need to, right? Are we worthy of his blessing? What have we done lately for him? He's like, what have you done lately for me? Like the song, okay? Other than arrange our lives around ourselves, right? Around our own desires, our own comforts. That's what we've done, and we're saying, God, bless us, may you bless us. You know why we can do this? Because God really does love us. He really does care. The scriptures say, cast your anxieties before the Lord because he cares for you. And so we can do this. We can pray this lovely prayer for each other. This gives us great language to be able to pray for each other. May God be gracious to us and bless us and to make his face to shine upon us. Like in the winter, right? When that sun comes up over the mountains and creates the most beautiful skies, right? The most beautiful skies. And even once that sun's up, even the middle of January, if you're out there hanging out for a little bit, it warms your face. This is the God that made that. And we're saying, make your face to shine upon us. Show us your attention. Show us your affection. Give us your time. Look to us. And has he done that, CCC? He does that. It's kind of like Milo. He knows that if his bike gets busted, who's he going to go to? Where's he going to get help? He needs to come to his mighty dad. I'm the only one that can really help him. So he comes to me. Why does the psalmist ask the Lord? Well, because in order to accomplish this great of a task for blessing the nations through his blessings, that his name would be great, for us to be able to do something that grand, we have to go to the source to ask him for that power. That's why we do that. That's why we turn to him. Because only through his power and his spirit can we accomplish such a great task. But is there a better task? You come and tell me. I don't think so. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your saving power among all the nations. And then it crescendos, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Is the Lord using you? Is the Lord using me? Is the Lord using this church to make his name great among the nations? That's our mission. Is he using you? Is he using your family? This is the mission of our families. God blesses his people for the purpose of his praise among all peoples. The purpose of his praise, not mine, his praise among all the peoples. Would those who are serving communion come down front? And would the worship team take the stage? So where can we make some changes in order to make the purpose of your blessings for God's praise amongst all peoples? This takes a radically selfless, courageous, confident, servant-hearted kind of people. So we're getting ready to take communion today. And I want us to take communion with the knowledge that Jesus really is the pinnacle of God's miraculous plan to bless the whole world. In Genesis 12, God made a promise to Abraham and said, I'm going to bless you, and through your family, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. That promise got passed down all the way to Jesus. Jesus is the blessing of that promise. If you have struggled with recognizing this as your sole purpose in life, you're in good company today. We all struggle with sin, with being distracted from the mission of God for our lives. We're distracted from the brilliance of God's plan to unite all things through Jesus the King. When we partake of the cup and of the bread, we remember the life that Jesus lived, and his life was unique in that he never deviated from the mission God had for his life. He never failed to see the wisdom of God's plan for securing salvation for those who believe. Where we have failed, Jesus has succeeded. That's why we need him. Because of the life he lived, he can invite us into the fellowship with God again. And because of the death he died, he took care of our sin and shame, offering us a guiltless freedom now and forever. So, as you guys get ready to partake, use this time to ask Jesus to help you get fired up to be on mission for him. Ask for forgiveness and receive and know you are forgiven and redeemed. And use this time to praise God, because that's why we are blessed and what we were made for, along with the rest of the nations. Let me pray for us and then we'll take communion. Father, I thank you for this time. What an encouraging day to get to hear from the youth, to hear the update from Thailand. Lord, we just pray for them. Lord, we pray for rain. We pray for the ESPYs, God, that you would multiply their efforts there and continue bringing people to come and help and support them and to encourage them. Give wisdom to the teams that go there. Provide for them. Protect them, Father. Lord, we pray for Jim Pastro right now. God, we just all want to just join in and pray for him. And Father, we just love Jim, love Debbie. Lord, we know that you love him. We know he's yours, Lord, and we know he wants your name to be praised among the nations. He's a humble man, loves you, Lord. We just pray for his healing, God. We pray that you would restore his nervous system, that you would strengthen his body, Lord, that right now, God, that he would come out of it right now. Father, we pray. We pray for Debbie. We pray that you would comfort her. We pray also for just the wisdom of the doctors, perseverance for the whole situation. But ultimately, God, we pray that the blessings we have would make you great among all the peoples, that your praise would come from all peoples. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your great salvation. Lord, I thank you that it's not just for me, that it's bigger. It's not just for us, it's greater. Lord, help us to see the riches of just you, and to see that it should be about you, and that you should be praised, not just by me, not just by my family, not just by our church family, but by the community, by our town, praised throughout the state, praised throughout the country, because you are so great. That your name would be praised among the nations. God, I know that that's what it's going to be like when you come back and rescue us finally, and you renew the heavens and the earth, and we will just realize how much it should be about you. So, Lord, I pray that you help us instill that in us now and help us to spread that around, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you guys for coming to Youth Sunday. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. We'll see you next time.